Welcome back. Yvonne Sampson from Fox League coming up shortly. Last night, the Dolphins 30, Manly 24. And tonight, it'll be Penrith up against Canterbury. Penrith $1.17, Canterbury $5, or plus 14.5 at the line.
Look what you've created.
Well, I think you would be the perfect person to be roasted.
Oh, can you not tell me that with the mics off?
No, Mate,
look at these messages.
You win, I win, Mido wins.
Yeah,
the people win.
Station win.
They reckon Carlos.
Hey, Tom Brady can
Carlos has got to host it,
yeah,
they reckon.
Yeah, mate. Carl Stefanovic can host. Mate, I'm telling you, we can put this together.
You guys are unbelievable.
The Michael Clark
roast. Stop texting in, please.
Sounds amazing. Can we get the famous plumber to do a bit? Michael also needs to remember, as part of being the centrepiece of the roast, he gets to give it back.
That part I like.
Take 4 million.
Yeah, but you do it again.
That part I like.
I didn't understand
because I haven't seen the Tom Brady one.
So at the end, he replies.
I like that bit.
So you can give your own back about you. Obviously
whoever gives
know,
it to me.
You know who the speakers are.
Okay,
lined up for all of them.
Okay, I like that bit.
Yeah, because you know that they're going to hammer you.
Mate, 3 hours of cringe. Can you imagine
Just put
there?
The fake laugh on.
Oh, mate, I can't fake laugh for 3 hours.
Just fake it for 3 hours.
And then go home and cry in the corner of my room.
Just go and count your cash.
Oh,
Ben and Jerry's on the way home.
Mate.
I wonder what he would have got for that. He would have got plenty.
Surely. G'day, fellas, for Clarkie's roast.
Multi-millions.
It's opportunity for Clarkie's roast. I'm sure Indian people would put millions into the roast for TV content. Yeah. Think of all the old players that could really roast him. Great TV viewing. Fox Sports 2. Mm-hmm. Get it going.
Can we get the narc on, please?
And by the way, thank you to that listener who's texting the whole opening speech for the roast, which we can't. We can't read out, and Chicken Chow as well wants to get involved in this.
Yeah, he wants to do a duet with Simon Kadish.
Yes, the Chow.
I saw Chicken Chow.
Did you?
He said at the pub, didn't
Saturday.
He?
How is he?
Mate, he's very good. He's
have
excited
you been speaking
about
to him?
No.
Chicken,
it's the first
time listening.
I've met him.
No. Have you been calling? Texting, calling? Oh, he's obviously text there, but has he been calling in? I've missed him,
no.
The Chicken.
No.
We need him next week. We need him
you
on.
You know what? I don't think he's rung in.
How's he looking?
For a while. He was looking good. He was with his father, actually.
Okay, that's
good. Father's a lovely man.
The Chicken, you know what?
He's moving, by the way.
Oh, thank God.
But he'll still be stalking you.
Oh, no. Get him out of my area.
No, he is moving.
He's a beauty, the Chicken.
Legend.
Yeah. Well, yeah, anyway, you've created a storm.
Well, I'm telling you, mate, let's talk about it off air because I'm assuming, well, I know, this will be massive.
Well, how about the opening speech that someone's honestly spent 10 minutes writing
a
whole
big message.
Opening speech. So thank you for that. It'll take up the whole show, but we appreciate it. And he put a lot of thought into it.
That's pretty good.
He gave me a bit of a compliment in regards to my cricket career and very kind. Thank you.
Yvonne Sampson from Fox League. A very good morning to you, Vonnie. How are you?
I'm very good.
Don't think of anything more traumatic
than a roast.
Thank you.
Have you seen the Tom Brady roast, Vonnie?
No, I saw that Kim Kardashian got booed. And I've watched I've watched a few of those roasts, and I just don't know if it's our culture. Like, I find it very uncomfortable because it's flat out bullying.
It is inappropriate. You've got to be ready for some of the things they say.
Goodness. Yeah. Well, I mean, it'd be a sellout. It'd be an absolute box office hit. Yeah. So,
who'd be
therapy to you, Clarkie. Yeah.
Oh, who would be someone that you'd have in the lineup for Clarkie then, Vonnie, do you reckon?
Listen, you're roasting me and I haven't been paid a dollar. Stop it.
No. Look, do you know what? I'd go straight to the women.
There's a long list.
Oh,
my God. Oh, no.
Can we talk football, please? I'm going back to India this afternoon. You three are as bad as each other. Oh, yeah, it sounds like it.
Michelle from Dubbo, good point. Can we do a pup roast at the next BSB lunch?
Oh, my God.
Hopefully we don't forget about that by then.
No. That's pup, I'm telling you, mate. No. There's a lot of money to be made in this.
Vonster. The Dolphins, yeah. They're on fire.
Fins up.
Fins are up.
I'm now deep diving in my brain about your list of exes that I've
You'll hurt yourself. Don't go there, Vonnie. Don't do it to yourself.
I'm already very confused. Yeah. Fins up. I mean, they're my favourite overachievers. I think they're so good. I really, really, really wanted to tip them this week, but the common sense said, look, Manly were, you know, left scratching their heads about what the Raiders did to them last week. I thought there was going to be a bounce back factor from the Seagulls, and there was. But the Dolphins are just, they're so rock solid. You know, Mark Nichols is winding back the clock. He had, you know, a couple of line breaks. He scored that try, and he's playing better than he ever has, and living up to that nickname of the GOAT. I love Max Plath. I love Ray Stone. And I think Trey Fuller has made absolutely the most of his shot in the NRL. So he's done a magnificent job filling in for Hamiso Tabuai-Fido at fullback, who we think Hammer is back, fingers crossed, hopefully next week for Magic Round. But, at 26 years old, Trey Fuller, Q Cup cult hero, you'd have to imagine now he's going to try and keep in and around the NRL. It's that saving two tries last night and that magnificent solo effort about 50 metres, a bit of a shimmy, shimmy, chip and chase, and it even had Billy Slater up on his feet. So, yeah, Trey Fuller, very, very happy to see him make every post a winner. And these opportunities are very rare, and he's stepped into that limelight beautifully. But, yeah, I don't know, I thought maybe the Dolphins, you know, they're in the top four, and I thought, well, is that a false economy? Have they not played, you know, the really tough teams yet? What's happening with this ladder? Is it a true reflection of this premiership? But the Dolphins keep proving everyone wrong. And just like a Wayne Bennett coach side, you know, I think you remember around this time last year, they fell away badly because the depth was really exposed. They picked up a few key injuries and they weren't able to go with the rest of the competition. Again, this year, they've picked up really key injuries, probably worse, so you could argue, than last year, but they've stayed with them. And not only that, they've upstaged them. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to Magic Round next week for the Finns, because Suncorp Stadium is going to be rocking and rolling for them.
Yeah, I think it will be too, Vonnie. Manly, though, I was quite excited about their chances this year, and I thought they'd be, you know, bound for possibly a top four. And the last few weeks, they've really disappointed me with the way that they've played, lack of concentration. They've been right in the contest, but just failed to sort of deliver. And then last night, a big blow for them losing Tommy with his hamstring injury. Now, if he's going to be out for an extended period, this will hurt them around Origin time, no doubt about it.
Oh, I mean, Tom Trbojevic, he just cannot take a trick at all. So when he started limping off with about 10 to go last night, it was, you know, in trademark style, Turbo was trying to do that, you know, a defensive try-saving effort on Jack Bostock. He collided with a cameraman, so he'll have scans today. But, I mean, Origin's less than a month away. We've got the opener in Sydney coming up very, very soon, and Turbo was in the conversation. I know they were looking at, you know, does he play fullback? Does he jump into centre, depending on what Michael Maguire is going to do with James Tedesco in that number one jersey. So Turbo was in such good form. Apart from that game against the Dragons, where I think you just put a line through Manly as a whole, but yeah, Turbo was in excellent form, and it just compounds this representative missed opportunities for him, because in, 2022, he dislocated his shoulder. Last year, he tore his pec in game two. So Turbo just has had no luck at all when it comes to representing the Blues. And I hope this isn't, you know, for the entire series, but we know how dedicated he is to rehab. I just feel like Turbo's one of those blokes that just deserves, very much like Ryan Pappenhausen, deserves to have his body just work with him for a bit. And you know, to see the best of these players and to have them fit and firing. And it always seems to be around this time for poor old Tommy that he picks up a key injury. So, yeah, hoping it isn't series over for Turbo, that's for sure.
Okay, this game tonight, let's move on to that. Penrith and Canterbury. Cleary's back. Awesome. And just a fascinating game considering it's kick out as well. Hasn't played his old club yet because of his injuries last year. Stephen Crichton also faces his former club. And from a New South Wales perspective, we'll be keenly watching the 5-8s go at each other. Jerome Luai and Matt Burton. How do you think this one plays out? It's going to have an edge to it, surely. It's out at Penrith, and you know the Dogs have been going really well, Vonnie, and will want to make a bit of a statement, I reckon, against the Panthers tonight, if they can, and they're allowed to.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Luai was, and I love that he's a little bit mouthy. So Luai called them the Bulldogs Panthers, or the Canterbury Bank Town Panthers. So it's just perfect. I love it. You know, it's a real Westy kind of banter. I'm really into it. And I think
says the Tiger.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I think we can all agree too. Penrith haven't really gone anywhere near their best footy so far this season. And that's with, you know, those secret contract disruptions that we saw with James Fisher-Harris. And you know, with injuries and suspensions, and the scary thing is they're still sitting in third place. They've got 6 wins, only 2 losses, and Nathan Cleary returns, you'd think, for real this time, because, as we mentioned, Origin is less than a month away, and all the compasses are set sail now for that representative arena. So Nathan Cleary will be doing everything he can to get back into the peak possible form for this, and I think this will matter most for someone like Stephen Crichton and Viliami Kikau. I mean, both of them have been Panthers grand final heroes. Now Crichton's the Canterbury Bankstown captain. He's been extremely proud of what these Bulldogs have been able to do, continue to improve in attack and, more importantly, in defence. The Bulldogs have shown up. They're committed. They're connected. Cameron Seraldo's done a great job. I think Kikau will show up in a big, big way for this one. It's the 6 o'clock game, which usually, you know, can sometimes go by the way, but everyone will be tuning in for this one because, the Bulldogs will be competitive. I've tipped the Panthers, but, yeah, Canterbury Bankstown, they're not going to go away quietly.
What about the 8 o'clock game, Vonnie? The Eels taking on the Broncos. Now, the Eels, we know they've got a couple of big outs in Gutho and also Mitch Moses, but the Broncos losing their halfback and captain Adam Reynolds for 3 months. Now, that's a massive blow. Do you know much about Josh Rogers, and were you surprised they went that way over a guy like Tristan Saylor?
Yeah, I thought Tristan was probably in the box seat, given that Jock Madden's got that pec injury, who would be the natural selection. But Josh Rogers, he's originally from Perth, which is great to see, because I know we get a little bit hyper-focused on Queensland and New South Wales and a little bit around Victoria, but there is rugby league all the way over west, and Perth is delivering someone like Josh Rogers. He's been playing quite well in the Burley Bears for the Q Cup. Kevin Walter said he's earned his spot, and he's ready to step up. So this is really a chance, though, I think. You wouldn't put too much expectations on someone like Josh Rogers. It's more about an Ezra Mam kind of responsibility. He needs to really... And Ezra's declared that he sees himself as the long-term replacement for Adam to move into that game manager style. So this is his shot. I mean, he's got the bulk of the year to drive the Broncos deeper into the eight and make sure they stay in the eight first and foremost, because, you know, without Adam Reynolds until the end of the year, the Broncos still need to be playing in September to make use of anything that Adam Reynolds can return to and help them, hopefully, into some of those major games in the back end of this year. So, yeah, big challenge for the Brisbane Broncos. Kevy sort of said, Reece Walsh's got to take a chill pill, which Reece has told us at Fox as well. He's like, I just got to try and slow my brain down. You can see him. He sort of operates on this warp speed. He's a think quicker. His feet move, you know, even like he sees the game at this bizarre pace, and he seems to be just overthinking it just a tad. So he's just got to take a step back, get into the game, find a rhythm and not try and overplay his hand, not try and score on every time he touches the ball, because that's where all the errors are sort of compounding for someone like Reece Walsh. But yeah, I mean, it's a big night for Josh Rogers. I don't think you put too much responsibility on his shoulders. It's up to everyone else. It's up to Payne Haas. It's up to Pat Carrigan. It's up to all those guys to really just settle everything down, make sure that... I mean, the Broncos scored 2 tries once Adam Reynolds went off the field last week. So I think, confidence-wise, they can do it. And it'll reveal a bit of a character around these Brisbane Broncos. So they've got they've got a big challenge on their hands, but hopefully they can step up into it.
Latrell back for the Bunnies. How does this impact this team that is... really been struggling this year, Vonnie?
Oh, I mean, it's everything, isn't it? Rabbitohs have run out of luck entirely. It's Trell. And so if I'm Latrell Mitchell, and I know he's been challenged by some of the biggest voices in the game, that he needs to be the one. This is his first game in 3 weeks. And so much has happened, obviously, in those last 3 weeks for South. So he's been challenged to lift South Sydney. This is a major milestone game for Cody Walker, his 200th. Obviously, they are very tight, as tight as you could be. And I think South could spring a bit of an ambush up against the Dragons because of the drama. But we've sort of been waiting for that, you know, revenge bounce back for a few weeks. It hasn't happened. If it's going to happen, it'll happen on Latrell's watch, because he can be so powerful in a game. And when he decides to inject himself and take control and put South Sydney where they need to be. He is the game changer. But, I mean, poor old Rabbitohs have run out of luck entirely with Cameron Murray. He's out with that hip flexor injury. And I think everyone can agree it's been really clear to see that that captain's been so overworked and underappreciated for a long time now. And, you know, he makes an average of 40 tackles a game. And I think it's insane. Mm. You don't use a Cameron Murray for 40 tackles a game. It's detracted from his natural running game. All those really smart lines at pace that he'd look for an offload. He was creating a lot of second phase, and we just haven't seen that from the skipper because he's just been out on his feet. So this is a well-earned spell for him, and I think it just adds to that injury ward, though, just looking at the names, Totola, Campbell Graham, Jai Gray, Dean Hawkins, Lachlan Ilias, obviously, on that injury list. So if anyone is going to dig South out, it has to be Latrell, and it has to be against his game against the Dragons, because this is it's just too important to let this season just, you know, write it off and say, oh, well, the coach left or got sacked and, oh, well, we've got so many injuries. There's too many excuses for South at the moment. So I'd really like to see them have a go.
Another player back this weekend from a decent layoff due to suspension, Spencer Lenu, and he's going to have a new teammate next year too, Vonnie. David Fifita.
What about that? So, bizarrely, I was at the Roosters yesterday just catching up with Daniel Anderson, and he wasn't that confident. I think he thought that the Panthers had the jump on them in terms of a pitch for David Fifita. But I think David Fifita is a hallmark signing for the Roosters. So, 4-year deal worth $3.3 million reportedly. And I know they were sweating on that phone call from David, and they can offer the world to him. But what they couldn't offer was Nathan Cleary. And a desire that David had to play alongside one of the greatest halfbacks in the game. So, I mean, in the end, the Roosters got their man. They hardly ever miss them when they go hard like that. But they've got plenty to play with Keary and Jared Weir Hargreaves and Joey Manu and Joseph Swali'i all leaving at the end of this year. But it was a very attractive offer that the Panthers had for David. But what also went into it was David Fifita's partner, Shaylee Bent, who plays in the NRLW for the Titans. Now, the Roosters are now able to offer her a position in the NRLW. The Panthers weren't able to do that in part of their package because they don't have a women's team. So it all just goes into a bigger picture for David. But I think he's the X factor. And as the Panthers were reading now, that Mick Fanning was spotted at David's house yesterday, just deployed as a little gentle persuasive tool. We know Mick Fanning is the Panthers' number one fan. And I actually thought, have you guys ever been asked to just give someone a phone call or just drop in and maybe help negotiations? Has anyone asked you to do that?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Normally, every year.
Did it work?
With Western Suburbs?
Did it work? Yeah, I think it did. Oh. Mm. Yeah, it did.
Yeah, club cricket, you try and help out as much as you can.
Do you know, the Roosters were so determined to get someone like David Fifita because I think he's just, it's a hammer blow for the Titans. But if you pick up a David Fifita, Rooster Supremo, Nick Politis, he was even on the phone, and Michael Chambers has got great detail about this in his article today, but he divulged that he even barracks for Queensland because he was born in Blackall, which is in central Queensland. So he was pulling out all the stops to try and get David over the line. And, a nice straight swap from the Gold Coast to Bondi. It'll suit him down to the ground. And bizarrely, it was probably in the end, it was more of a quiet conversation with Justin Holbrook, who we know, when he got sacked from the Gold Coast, this triggered this exit clause for David Fifita. So it was all tethered to whether Holbrook stayed or went. So when the Titans got rid of Holbrook, this opened up the conversation for Fifita to become a free agent. So when he had a quick chat to Holbrook and realised that things were as best as they could be for David's future at the Roosters, I think it was Holbrook in the end that got this deal done. But, yeah, congratulations to the Roosters. Massive pickup. Yeah.
Has Uncle Laurie got anything for the weekend?
Oh, he does. He does. Yeah. We're on the Sunshine Coast. Ooh, race 6. Yeah.
Good part of the world, Vonnie.
Yes.
That's where we could do your roast. Noosa.
Tourism Noosa. I'll be keen. Major sponsor. Tourism Noosa.
See?
Free vacay. Opportunity.
Got it. Free vacay. This should be so big.
A few sponsors Sunday on board.
Night. Sunday night, what time are we
can we go back? Listen, yeah, Bonnie was talking. Back to Uncle Laurie.
And then the
thanks,
after party could be at the surf club. How good. Sunshine Coast Race 6, number 5, bases loaded from the Waterhouse Bot Stable.
Race 6, number... Okay, got it. Oh, $21. $6 the place.
He's gone fat this week, boys.
That's good. Race 6, number 5, bases loaded. Sunshine Coast tomorrow for Uncle Laurie.
Try and track down some of them guests.
See you, Bonnie. Have a good weekend, Bonnie. We've got to go to the news, Bonnie. Love you lots, Bonnie.
Love you guys.
Welcome back. We'll get some mail off Michael Maxworthy soon ahead of Hollandale Stakes Day on the Sunshine Coast tomorrow. Just courtesy of our friends at RSN in Melbourne, have just sent us through Mark Hunter's Ruffy. For the Caulfield meeting tomorrow, and it is race 6, the Darren Gauchy Handicap, number 8. Oh, I think I'm pronouncing this correctly. Deshingis Prestige. Might be wrong there, but race 6, number 8. It's $8.50 and $3 the place. $8.50, $3 the place. Caulfield, race 6, number 8, Mark Hunter's Ruffy for the meeting there tomorrow.
Mido, sorry to interrupt.
No,
can
go
you
for
tell
it.
Me what weight Kambosos is fighting at? Because he's on our screen in the studio, and he looks so lean, Loz, doesn't he? Sorry, you're eating. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, putting on the spot. Look at how skinny does he look?
He would have lost 5 kilo. Oh. He must have gone down a weight division.
I can't believe how lean his arms look there.
He's on the Matty John show, and they obviously interviewed him. Last night for the fight this week, but
is it 62?
He looks tiny,
yeah,
compared to what I've seen him in the past.
Yeah, I don't know if he's gone down a division.
If he can win that fight, where does he rank? I mean, because Lemachenko is one of the greats.
Yep.
So
they're at similar stage of their careers as well, aren't they?
Well, it's lightweight. Lightweight division weight is pup.
62.
66 to 70? No, that's UFC. UFC.
No, he's lean, mate. He's very
he looks
lean.
Like a jockey.
Yeah. It's because his arms in that, he's just wearing a t-shirt, but his arms look wather thin, extremely skinny.
I'd love to see
someone will text us. Someone will tell.
Yeah.
Lightweight, is it, Mido? Is that what you said?
61 kilos.
61, there you go.
Yeah.
He looks every bit of that.
Yeah.
I think
tiny,
I'm right,
though, isn't it?
Yeah, and then super lightweight's 63.5.
So that's
so the
Sunday.
Limit's 61 kilos.
What time? Is that again going to like 3 o'clock in the afternoon Sunday?
Yeah, you know, it's catering to the, obviously.
It's in Perth.
Perth.
So, oh, yeah, time difference as well.
But I'm sure it'll cater to
how
the
do I,
US
how do you do?
Night.
How do you do Mother's Day and get your fight in?
Well,
oh, it's a tough battle. Hey, Mum, can you sit on the couch with me?
Poor main event.
don't forget, look after your mums, everyone listening. If you're lucky enough to still have your mum, then go out of your way to do something extra special. Underrated.
Well said, mate.
Underrated.
Well said. Tonight in the AFL to the Swans, they've got a tricky trip west playing Fremantle. They've named Aaron Francis to come in for Tom McCartan after he suffered that concussion last week against the Giants. There's still no Luke Parker. Can't get back into that side at the moment. Another week in the VFL for the veteran. The Swans are favourites, $1.67. Frio, $2.20 with tab for that one tonight. For the Giants, they play Essendon at Marvel Stadium tomorrow. Callum Ward, 300th game. What a warrior he's been. And the Giants for that one, $1.58. They get Canelio and Nick Haynes back, GWS. Essendon, $2.40 or plus 9.5. We'd tab for that one. Geelong tonight as well. There's two games tonight. Geelong against Port Adelaide. Geelong is short $1.27 that game in Geelong. -23.5 at the line. Port Adelaide $3.80 for that one there. And last night, Carlton just held on against Melbourne to win by a point in a thriller at a wet MCG there last night. James Anderson is a guest for the roast on the text line.
Boy,
like
Jimmy,
that.
Get ready for a broken arm. Get him on there.
And Shiraz, pup, there's no way he could cop it worse than Charlie Sheen did in his roast. Okay, there you go. Yep.
Well, I'd like to think I haven't done anything near what Charlie Sheen's done, surely.
It's a bit more colourful.
I reckon my journey's been a little bit blander than Charlie Sheen's. Tough comparison.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, Charlie Sheen and Pup, no, there's no comparison.
Surely
there.
I'm a little bit, yeah. Surely there's a few differences.
He's lived one hell of a life, hasn't he, Charlie?
And I reckon we know half of it. There you go. Yeah. I reckon there's a half that we don't even know.
That is probably right there.
Mate.
Correct.
What a story.
Who'd you tip in the 1v2 game tomorrow night at Aimer Park?
Sharks.
It's good that Sua Faalongo's been cleared, it seems, to take the number one jersey with Ryan Papenhuyzen now. Because now that he'll have a bit of free reign at the position for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Look out. I mean, he's a star in the making, potentially.
Oh, he is. He is, Spitter. You can see a lot of high balls coming his way, though. Mm. They'll certainly test him out there. Yeah. But with the football in hand...
Keep producing, don't
exciting.
They?
Yeah.
Melbourne?
They do.
They just... They keep... We talk about Penrith a lot of the time having amazing stock behind their first-grade team and coming through in youngsters. But, mate, Melbourne, I feel like every year they produce another extremely gifted player.
Yeah. I think you're right. And he's a local. He's a Victorian.
Yeah, okay.
I think he was born down there and come through the system. But he's an exciting player. There's no doubt about it. You know, when he got an opportunity in those test matches towards the end of last year, he was outstanding. So, I think it's a big test for the Sharkies. Obviously, they've got to go down to Melbourne and win and just prove to themselves that they can beat all these big teams. So, it's a good month coming up for them. Mm. But they're doing... well at the moment.
Interested to see how Nico goes. I think this is, you know, you talk about preparing for the biggest stage. Well, he's got right in front of him, he's got a great opportunity to show that he loves pressure. He doesn't fear it, he loves it.
Well, there's a great opportunity for him if he plays well
to
force his way into the Origin team
definitely.
As well, you know, because that's a position that's quite open. No one's really put their hand up and said, that's me. Mm. There's a contenders there, but Nico's playing well. He's playing on the ball, you know. And if they can beat a couple of big scalps heading into Origin selection, then he'll certainly be in the frame.
Yeah. Hey, Lozza, can you update us if you had a go at the beetroot and peanut butter on toast, please? Marty from Newey. Now, Mitch from Robertson actually sent us in earlier. He's tried it since listening to it through DS on the show. It looked disgusting. He sent us a picture of it. I've lost it, though. Have you gone down this horrendous path?
You've got to be hungover for starters.
Oh, couldn't do it hung.
That's what DS did it. DS did it hung, and there was nothing else left in the fridge or pantry.
Oh,
that's all he had left.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't go well with my stomach. Yuck.
Boys, the BSB Multi is what set you apart from other sports breakfast radio shows. Bring it back, fellas. Azza from Cronulla. We'll send your feedback through.
Azza
from Cronulla. We'll just send the feedback.
Yeah, we need more. Actually need more of that so we can pass it down the line.
Dicko's scared.
What'd you do to him?
I don't know whether I did it. I think Dave and them did it.
I don't know what's been going on since I've been here. You blokes have softened. 6 weeks ago when I was here, you wouldn't have taken this. Well, you've got orders from above and you're just copying it.
We've got a stronger HR department now.
Gotta be careful. Well, if you've hardened, it's time for a roast.
On me. Yeah. I want our multi back. I love that every Friday. I'm having a crack. You two are so soft. You're weak as.
Hey, it's not me.
You're weak. I'm going to fix this. I'm on the Lloydy today. I'm going straight to the top.
Go straight there.
I am.
See whether he can fix the multi.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. I'm with Azza.
See what Dicko's doing. He's on holidays, isn't he?
I'll find him. I'll hunt him down.
He's been texting with his thoughts on the bunker this morning. So.
Well, is he happy about the bunker?
I love that we've blamed Dicko as well.
He wants
in doubt, we always blame Dicko.
Dicko wants three people in the bunker for each match.
Three.
He says it will, in theory, get rid of the howler and hopefully get consistency.
Oh, it'll get confusion. More confusing.
Well, too many eyes.
Too many cooks.
Too many cooks, exactly. Mm. Look at us. We're a shambles in here.
Let's get some decorum back and get some form for Hollandale Stakes Day on the Sunshine Coast tomorrow. And there was a text that just came through saying that lovely day on the sunny coast today, boys. Sun's out. Track should be improving, says Nelly. Nelly from Noosa texting that through. Michael Maxworthy joining us. How are you, Maxie?
I'm good, thank you, Mido. Good morning, guys. Yeah, great to hear that word come through. I'm here in Brisbane and it's absolutely beautiful today. So It's great that they're getting fine weather today because the track is, as I understand it, as heavy as it gets at the heavy 10. The forecast is for a few showers over the next couple of days at the sunny coast, so we hope they're wrong there. But I think the rule of thumb when we get to these really heavy tracks, fellas, is, you know, light weights and horses that are pretty fit.
All right. Well, give us your winner in the Hollandale then.
Well, the Hollandale, well, I'm going with fitness here. A lot of these horses have been specifically set for the carnival, which has just got underway. So they've only had one or two runs back. But my old mate Kovalika has had four runs back from the spell. And as Ali said on the show a little earlier today, you know, in some people's eyes, he's been a little bit disappointing over the past 12 months. I think it's more expectation that we had of him. This time last year, he was winning all the three-year-old classics, culminating with the Derby. But in his defence since then, I think he's at best between 1,800 and 2,200 metres. That's his sweet spot. And most of his runs this time, it have been a mile and less, except last start when he went around in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. But look, he's got fitness on his side. I thought his run in the Doncaster on a heavy eight was very good. He gets to the right trip, so... Loz, I'm going to go with him, Kovalika. But if we do have to get, you know, more showers and it's a dead set heavy 10, then that's when Numerian comes right into it. We saw him win at Randwick a couple of weeks ago on a bottomless track when he came through along the inside. So clearly, I think they're the class horses. But at this point, I'm Kovalika over Numerian.
Okay, this Molly Bloom, this Kiwi, heading the market for the bracelet. How do you see her faring?
Yes, it's interesting. Geez, some of her performances in New Zealand against the fillies have been extraordinary, in particular when she won the 1,000 guineas at Turapa. And then last start, she won over 2,000 metres with authority, wanting to do a few things wrong. She may have reached the lead a bit soon in the straight and she wanted to lay in, but still won it with plenty of authority. Lance O'Sullivan has since given her a little bit of a break, three barrier trials in preparation for this. She's never been on a track like this, but I do respect the O'Sullivans, have for many, many years. And when they bring one across the Tasman, they're usually pretty good. And she does look well above average. I'm hoping Firestorm from Chris Waller gets a run. She needs another scratching. Now, last time these fillies met, Meadow, Molly Bloom and Firestorm, Molly Bloom gave Firestorm a galloping lesson. But the difference now is that Firestorm under Chris Waller is improving all of the time, and she's very dour, whereas the other filly, the Kiwi Molly Bloom's got more dash about her. So on a very heavy track, I'm inclined to go with the Waller runner here, number 18, Firestorm, in the bracelet.
The Guineas looks to be quite open, Maxie.
Yeah, well, it usually is over the 1,400 metres, rather the 1,200 metres. And I think... the boys in blue have got a good chance here in Corniche, the Godolphin runner. Now, again, he's got fitness on his side. Half a dozen of these are first up on a very heavy track. Corniche comes through the Arrow field, and I thought he was super there. Fourth behind Johnny Starr. He was on their heels late. Had a little tick over trial at Randwick, finishing fifth there, not asked to do a lot. So I think with a bit of residual fitness on his side, he's very hard to beat. He's got a handle of a track. He's won on soft, so we're just trusting that he can handle a very heavy track. But one thing he does have is plenty of fitness under the belt. I thought he represented one of the better bets on the card, Loz, in Corniche in the Guineas.
What are your best bets, Maxie?
All right, well, we're sticking with the Godolphin theme. And in the first race on the card, first use of the track, they've got Perret lining up here. Plenty to like about him. Now, he is first up, but it was only about 5 weeks since his last start at his first barrier trial. So he's had a couple of barrier trials. He's been ticking over nicely. He's had two goes on heavy for two really good seconds. So I just think that he might have an edge on them in the opening event. Race one, number four, Perret for Cummings and McDonald. He's got the alley where he can get onto that crown. That's important too, folks, when you're betting at the sunny coast. When the track's wet, you've got to get onto the crown, which is about 7 or 8 metres out. And won in the last race. So this fellow gets all of the ticks. Race 9, number 10, Hardware Lane. He's around about $10. He's an absolute duck. He's had six goes on heavy for four wins. One run back, Great at Eagle Farm under 60. He drops to 52.5. He's drawn where he can get to the crown. So I'm really loving that price tab I've got about him at the moment at $10. So the better bets, race one, number four, Parade, and the one at $10 in the last, race nine, number 10, Hardware Lane.
Should be a cracking day, mate. Enjoy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend.
Steve Hewlett, a very good morning to you. I got
there
eventually.
Yeah, that's how are you, right, mate? I'm good. I'm up here at the Sunshine Coast, blue sky. Murray Weeding, the track manager, is sitting next to me. He'll join me in a few moments and bring us the latest. Obviously, it's a heavy 10 at the moment, but, you know, with this beautiful weather, who knows, we might be back in the 9 range by tomorrow morning, which would be great. So, also the boss is here, the CEO, John Miller. Look, some of our guests, Damien Brown. Have a guess how many winners he's ridden here, approximately, the Sunshine Coast when he was riding.
A
have a guess. 500, yeah. Almost 500.
I was close.
But he... 7 Group 1s on Buffering, 2 rides in the Blue Diamond for 2 winners. He's a legend in Queensland, and he works here. So he's going to join me, Damien Brown. Stuart Kendricks won about 12 premierships here at the Sunshine Coast. Prior to that, he won about 5 premierships in Mackay. Again, leading trainer here. He's got a very smart youngster that we might see in the Atkins and the sires called Can't Recall One. And he's got a very interesting horse that was with Annabelle Neesham running tomorrow. Hasn't raced for over a year, but you might remember won a Heritage Stakes in Sydney called Economics. Trialled brilliantly recently for Stuart. So we'll talk to Stu Kendrick. And also Jack Bruce has got a youngster that trialled brilliantly that may run over the weekend. And Atmosphere is a Godolphin cast-off that he's got and is flying, and it may run next weekend. So Jack Bruce, who's got a satellite stable here, will also join me.
Love it, mate. Big show.
Thanks.
Looking forward to it. Great day there tomorrow on the sunny coast for the Hollandale Stakes. And, well, what about Marla? What about the news? Well, he's with DS. They're a Gosford RSL, I believe, ahead of the Coast meeting, which unfortunately for the Gosford clubs transferred to Newcastle, of course, tomorrow. But amongst all sorts of news that's happened this week and some directly affecting our man Luke Marlowe. Boys, morning. What's doing?
Morning, boys. Welcome back, pup. How
morning, champion. I'm better than you. How are you? I feel for you, buddy. Even though I saved myself some coin not sponsoring you by the sounds of it. But how are you travelling, champion? What,
you know
what a shame.
Boys, I refuse to be the buzzkill. I refuse to be that bloke who you bring to the party and he just brings the whole mood down. So, yes, it hurts, boys. The fight night is off.
How much have you done? Go on, tell our listeners.
I've done my ass, DS.
So how much? No, no, give us a figure. Because...
No, look, I don't want to make it about...
It actually doesn't matter. The fact you've done money and also the commitment. You've been so dedicated for 8 weeks.
Totally, mate.
Like, mate, you deserve your money. The least you can do is get your cash back and other people that have been hit as well.
Mate, I doubt we'll see it again.
Yeah,
I really do.
What a shame.
And I can live with that. But if the money that we've raised, and a lot of our listeners as well, guys, have donated, if the money we've raised for these charities, and these are very, you know, important charities, guys. Starlight Children's Foundation, which I did it for, supporting terminally ill kids, mental health charities, MS. So, that's the one thing that hurts me. Where's that money going? I'm just hoping. Yeah.
Which is a tick under 3 or just tick over 3,000 for Starlight, wasn't it? From
it was. Yeah, it was, mate. So I'm just hopeful that that will still go to the right channels. We're trying to work out if that is the case. I'm hopeful.
Jeez.
And yeah, boys, it's 8 weeks of sacrifice. But do you know what? I'm definitely fitter and healthier and mentally in a better position
you
for
need
all
a drink?
The training. So I'm going to have a thousand. Absolutely. What are you doing Saturday?
I'm going to have a few for you.
What are we doing Saturday?
No,
I'm ready
to do. What are we doing today, pup? You want to take the boat out?
As long as an 8 year old. Yeah, shock me. As long as an 8 year old's welcome, I'm in.
Let's trot, DS.
My
daughter's
let's trot.
Oh, mate, I'm up and about. I'm up and about.
Boys, I need a bit of support from the team here. I just need you to get around here. Just
get the boat out.
Mate, I'm with you. I'm with you.
We don't. Oh well, can we just come to yours, pup? We don't even need boats. Just come to your lounge room.
When are you back?
Speaking of, when are we back? Yeah. We're back this afternoon. I'll drive straight from Gosford RSL to your joint.
I got to work in the morning. Hang on. Hold
Day night.
Saturday
straight
night.
There.
You go better when you're under pressure.
I won't sleep.
Speaking of which, we're at the Gosford RSL. I feel like I'm in your lounge room, pup. This is one of the biggest TVs we've got up on the wall here with the Sky Vision, and obviously they put the footy up here as well. And if you are around the Gosford RSL area today, boys, I know that you guys have been up here to the track plenty of times into this area. We're going to have to come up and bring you guys here. This is like a hotel.
It's a good joint, this day.
They've got their own brewery here now at the RSL. They've got a massive outdoor alfresco area, which you can see from the highway, and they've spent, in fact, I'll ask the managers that are coming on. David Selman's going to join us as one of the managers here. How much they've actually spent in making this particular place, because it's just huge, Marlon. Mm.
I hear they're having a fight night here soon. They're going to host a big fight night here. look, it's a good joint. The big screen, I love the tab area. There's another area behind, out the back, guys, and downstairs is beautiful. So we're here, obviously, for the coast. I feel for the town, Dave, because a lot of the locals really look forward to this weekend, getting out to the track. A lot of the young people, but in particular, get out there on the weekend. They've been robbed of that opportunity through 100%. The weather, which is a shame, but it's fortunate that the meeting can be salvaged and we go to Newcastle.
And look, boys, I'm just going to be completely honest with you now. I am completely distracted, so I need to go and refresh myself on the news break, because all I'm thinking of, pup, is coming to your joint after,
just message
after work.
Me
That's
when
all
you're
my
finished.
Mind is on.
Message me
come
after
on,
work.
Come on, Marlo. Come on, Marlo.
Yeah, I'll put the pressure on him. I'll put the pressure
Let's go.
On.
Yep.
Bring
All
it
right,
on,
boys.
Have Two a good boys. Day.
Have a great
Where's
weekend.
Where's Lozzo? Where's Lozzo? What's Lozzo? Quiet,
no,
then.
I'm here, boys. No, I just wanted you to entertain Pup for a little bit.
Well, what are you doing? Are you getting some mail or looking at some form? Or?
No, I'm just checking the text line.
He's line. Been on Lozzo. The text to Channel 10, Channel 7, Channel 9. He wants me to do this stupid roast.
Loz, can I give you my bank details? Oh, yeah. You can roast me. You can roast me.
Yeah, well, who...
roast me. Oh,
we'll talk more about that the next week, the roast. Who do you want to roast him?
Oh, man. You can do
there's
it there.
There's a number. There's plenty messages. Of numbers lining up.
Thanks.
Male or female? Male or female, bro?
Tell you what.
Oh, couldn't we get a
good
Goodbye, team together?
Boys.
Oh,
good
see you, buddy.
Good lineup.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? He's gone. Someone get him a ventilator. It's not the asthma. Hooroo.
Bye. Bye.